James chapter 4. Where do the disputes and contentions among you come from? Isn't this the source? It comes from the desire for personal gain, which produces this war among you. You want something, but you don't have it. So you are jealous of others and even want to kill them. But when you still don't get what you want, you quarrel and fight, trying to get it. The truth is, you don't have something because you don't ask for it. Furthermore, you ask and don't receive it, because you ask wrongly, intending to waste it on self-satisfaction. You adulteresses, don't you know that loving the things of this world puts you in opposition to God? Whoever, therefore, chooses to be friendly with the system of this world makes himself an enemy of God. Or do you imagine that the Scripture has no purpose when it says, "The Spirit which lives in us longs after our heart with jealousy, but He gives abundant grace"? Therefore, the Scripture says, "God arrays Himself in battle against the proud, but gives grace to the humble." Therefore, be submitted to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you who are vacillating in your commitment to the Lord. Be afflicted, mourn, and weep. Let your laughter be turned into mourning, and your joy into sadness. Humble yourselves in the presence of the Lord, and He will exalt you. Don't speak against each other, brethren. He who speaks against a brother or judges his brother speaks according to the law and judges using the law. But if you judge using the law, you aren't someone who keeps the law, but a judge. There is only one lawgiver and judge, even he who is able to rescue or to destroy. But who are you who judges your neighbor? Listen here, you who say, "Today or tomorrow we will go to a certain city, spend a year there, do some business, and make money." But the truth is, you have no idea what will happen tomorrow. What is your life, really? For you are just like a vapor which appears for a little while and then vanishes away. Instead, you should say, "If the Lord wills, we will both continue to live and do this or that." But now you boast with your self-confidence. All such boasting is evil. To him, therefore, who knows what is right to do and doesn't do it, to him it is sin. This is the end of James chapter 4. The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.